I'm going to talk to you about like things that I did as a debater that changed my life and made me a better person. The first thing I would like you to do is like all of you who had tournaments at camp, I don't know if you won or lost or anything like that. But the thing is, no matter what you do, no matter how bad it was, you lost or you or whatever, the state takes into consideration that all of that is just going to make you a better person. Because every single loss that you have leads you into a victory. All the losses that you had, all the things you lost on, like I lost on every single round I was affirmed in my first year of debate. Now I have never lost on a key round, but it's going on my third year. If you take all your losses, if you take everything that happened to you while you were just starting out, and you lose, take that. Take over your flow. Look over what you did. Look at all the mistakes that you made, and say this to yourself. How can I do anything to make myself better? What can I do to change my loss? Or how can I make my victory stronger? Like with me, like my partner and I, we lost, all of us, we went 0-3 at Emory University, our first year of debate. Everyone thought we were stupid, we didn't know anything about debate. But after that year, we stuck together, my partner and I stuck together for three years. We became the closest of friends, and all that we did was we were angry at ourselves for losing. So every time we go into a round, we had this habit, total confidence in ourselves that no matter what happens, that this round will turn out positive for us. So you have to take that into consideration, that you have to use this, your losses, to change your life. All people go through trials and tribulations when they're in their life, and you have to become a better person from that. The second piece of advice I have for you is to take all of the evidence that you have. No matter if you got it from your parents, if you got it from your friend, if your friend emailed you, take it home, cut off all the tags, copy it without the highlights or whatever, and then read through it, and then highlight it yourself, and then re-tag it. Because if you don't re-tag your evidence, and you just read what somebody else gives you, it's not going to help you out at all. All you're going to do is become someone's like speaking voice. You're not going to have any depth to what you say. All you're going to say is, well, this author said this and blah, 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 and I agree with this author because he said it. You're not going to have anything, any information or any power to your words. Like me, I remember the exact same, the first line of my first inherency part of my 118 from now this year. The United States, the policy towards renewable energy is expanding. That was the first line that stuck in my mind for 3 years. There's no way that can ever leave my mind because I memorized it. I knew it inside and out. No team could ever tell me what my card says because I knew it. You have to know your cards like the back of your hand. Everyone tells, like all the people, all the kids who've been debating in like prestigious schools, they all know what their cards. They know the authors. They can cite the year and the date the author read the card. And you have to know it like them. Because if you don't, and you make a mistake and say one author says it, they can come back and hurt you because they can cite this author, the author that said that it ruled, that it wasn't that author, it wasn't that person who said it, and it's not going to mean anything because of your mistake. So you have to know your evidence. And you have to, and another thing is use your 1AC in the rest of your rounds. Like, the 118 is not just out there to be read. It's evidence and it's backup evidence for yourself because in some cases, teams will make an argument that you already preempted, that you already pre-thought about in your 118, and you can just say, cross a plot or like take over or bring across the card that you read in your 118, and that totally takes out the argument they're trying to make, and you don't have to spend that much time. That gives you more strength and more power in all of your, in the rest of your round. If you cross apply all your evidence and take all of your evidence from your other speeches and bring it and make it stronger in your speech, so you have to know your evidence to say how you can change it and how you can make a statement and says this and say this author says this and this is why it takes your argument out. There's no you pass a million cards. And coaches or teachers who are given, don't give your students any cards. It may sound mean or whatever, mean, but this is something that I've learned from my coach. She really didn't give us that much evidence as in our freshman year, all she did was to sit there and say, all right, speak to me about an argument, that you would like to make. And we spoke to her, and we had to take it from an idea and bring it out and finish it with cards and evidence. The only way that a debater can be better is if they can speak to you and tell you the arguments themselves. Like most coaches in the UDL would want to just give their students a card and say, read this. But like I was saying earlier, all the students are going to do is just read it. All they're going to do is read it and just say, all right, my coach gave me this card, so it's going to be relevant to anything. They have to know how to apply our cards and how to say, all right, this card outweighs whatever my opponent is saying. So coaches and students, listen to your coach, but don't let your coach control everything that you do in the prom, because not that the coach is out, but they're not in the round with you. They're not the one that's going to be in the round doing an 8-minute speech, being out of breath, being just tired, totally drained from the debate round. But if you as a coach tell your student to do things and you don't listen to what they say and how they say it, well, end of round, the judge told me this was a better way of doing it, or this part should have gone in this place, or anything like that, any manner like that. The coaches need to listen to their students, and they need to apply it to the other students on their team. That's one thing I have to say to the coaches that will make them a better coach and let their students become better debaters. Because I won the state championship of New York, and that's cool, but the only reason I won it was because my coach let my partner and I go and explore around and explore, like, arguments and explore our own thought patterns of how to answer arguments. Because if it wasn't for her letting us do it that way, we would have just been another UDL team who just spewed and read evidence that someone already gave them and that they don't know. And another piece of advice that I have for anyone is when you go into rounds confident that you're going to win. Don't be cocky. Don't be too cocky to say that every round you go into, oh, there's no way this team is going to beat me, because no one in the debate is ever perfect for long. You may have a 5-0 record or whatever, but one round you can lose because the other team is more prepared than you, and they have more understanding of the argument. So go into the round as being confident, as knowing that as I go into this round, I'm strong enough to win. But don't go in there and say, there's no way anyone else can beat me because I am the greatest debater. Because no one is the greatest debater. Everyone has a good day and everyone has a bad day. Another thing that I have to say about my experiences that it's changed my life as to say that I can go out and speak towards people. I'm not afraid to speak in front of audiences anymore. When I was younger, I was really shy. I didn't like to open my mouth because I thought everything that came out of my mouth was just ideas with no backing and no power to them. But now I can go and speak in front of people, and anything that I say, I know has weight and holds and makes people think about situations that I put forward to them. No one can ever say to me that, oh, any idea that you say is wrong. Everything can be debated. All of my ideas that I say may have truth or lies towards them, but I myself know that everything I say comes from within me and comes from my heart. So there's no way anyone can tell me that I'm wrong and in a point. But you also have to take into consideration that someone else may know more than you do, and you have to listen to what they're saying. Listen to the judges, because a lot of people, when they lose, oh, the judge did this, it's the judge's fault. I did everything I should have. I did all this. But seriously, the judge has been debating longer than you have, and they know more about the debate if they're a college judge. You may have your language judge who's just like, it's a bus driver or anything, but it's your job to make that person believe your scores, and you can never blame the judge. And never blame your partner for anything that goes wrong, because you're supposed to be there for your partner, and your partner is supposed to be there for you. Like my partner, Mark, we've been best friends since we started the date, and now I know all of his family. His mother considers me her son, and my mother considers him her son. We have that close of a bond because I knew that Mark had my back in any situation, in any round, in and out of the date. He was there for me, and you have to be there for your partner to say that. If they feel sick and they undercover a card, undercover argument, never going around them, never scream at your partner and say, you know, you messed up, you did this, it's your fault we lost. It's your fault because you didn't have their back. You were not there for that person when they needed you the most. So you have to take into consideration that you, yourself, is at fault in every round, in every loss, that you did it. You may not say it to your partner solely and say that, it's my fault that we lost. But you have to take say that, look, we both messed up, but I messed up on this. I should have said that. You made this argument, and I should have crossed the flag. I should have brought it across, and that person will say the same thing. And that's how a team gets better, and that's how a team gets stronger, to where they can win championships and can win world tournaments, as I've learned. And all of this may not really apply to you. You may think, oh, this is some guy saying this. He's never been where I have. I've been in worse situations than you have in the base. I've gone into the base where people thought I was stupid. I had no reason of being there. But when I walked out of that round, I changed that person's mind. And that's what the base is about. The base is about changing people's minds and how they perceive all people. Everyone has a mind, and everyone can see, but only a debater can think and rationalize points and make arguments and answer things. And be okay with other people saying that, no, you're wrong, and take into consideration what they have to say about anything. So you have to take into consideration what everyone says to you and how they say it. No matter how bad it may make you feel, you have to take that and adapt it to your life. And that's what I have to say about debate and how debate can really change a person's life and change you and make you a better person. So, thank you.